many songs are there about Godzilla? Well, at least one, according to Dan Trucios, and there it is. It is 8:49, and our Blue Jean movie critic, Chris Bellini, is here. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. I guess the big question is, how many movies are there with Godzilla?
How many movies? You mean since the beginning of time?
Yes.
Oh,
I can't
boy.
Count. There's a lot.
Yeah, probably 48. It depends on whether you're including Japan.
That's true, because they have a lot. Anyway, Godzilla's big. You're a fan, right?
Here and there, I remember that, there was a very large gorilla and a woman in his hand who was blonde. That's pretty much all I know about Godzilla.
Well, the good news is you'll be seeing more of those stories, I think, coming up next year or the year after.
More monsters? I mean, it's called King of the Monsters, after all, Chris.
Well, you know, I think what Universal, whoever's really behind this, they're calling it the Monsterverse. Warner Brothers.
The Monsterverse.
The plan.
And what did you think about this latest incarnation of Godzilla?
Well, of course, we've seen a Godzilla movie back. We've seen Kong Skull Island. And, you know, what Prana brings these all together is Monarch. It's this, like, cryptozoological agency. Now, they know Godzilla and Kong and at least 17 other of these, like, supersized monsters are out there. They're all over the world. They're hibernating. In this movie, certain set of circumstances are going to lead to them being awoken.
They rise.
Of course, when they wake up, there's going to be a lot of cities being destroyed, and they're all going to kind of vie for dominance, and that's going to leave sort of the fate of humanity in the balance, as it always is in movies like this. Here's a little clip from the trailer. The world's going to start to realize what these monsters are doing. They're going to realize that they only have one hope, and as you'll hear here, you know, the whole plot is going to be set up real nicely.
They're moving like a pack. They're hunting. They all respond directly to an alpha. We stop this Ghidorah. We stop them all.
Is there another creature that might stand a chance against him?
Could it be King Kong? Is King Kong in here somewhere? Okay.
We're going to see King Kong versus Godzilla, I think, next year or the year after. We're talking about Godzilla here. And I heard a little laugh, Pat. I heard a little laugh from you during that clip.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I just want to make it.
Is there any, I mean, so many of these kinds of movies, especially the Godzilla movies, have been done with tongue firmly in cheek. Is this one?
Yeah. You know, there is some humor in it. I don't know if it's completely intentional. And that's a catch of the movie like this. Obviously, we know, let's talk about the obvious. Big effects, going to be heavy on action. And we know when we're heavy on action, you're probably going to be really light on story. Really felt that's the case here. You know, the monsters wake up. Cities are destroyed. Godzilla fights the monsters. You're going to repeat that. So the film does get a little repetitive. And that's disappointing because, as you said, these other films are kind of tongue-in-cheek. You know, this one, in the year of or the decade of remaking films, you see these movies that go a little bit deeper sometimes. They expand on the story. So I was kind of hoping that's what they would do here.
We want to get into the mind of Godzilla, Chris.
Well, you know, not even the mind of Godzilla.
What's his motivation?
He is a hero. Well, you know, that would help. But you got to talk about something else. When they make these movies, sure, Godzilla, he's the key. But there are also a lot of human characters and played by some notable people. You got Vera Farmiga. You got Bradley Whitford, Millie Bobby Brown, Kyle Chandler. I can go on and on. So when they got these characters, you're hoping they're going to bring something, they're going to bring a little more depth to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you, they're accessories to the monsters, they're cardboard cutouts, and that is really disappointing, especially when they start making real questionable decisions that feel like the filmmakers made them make those decisions so they had a way to just drive the story forward. And you know how I am about characters.
Yeah, you like your characters.
Stories, you know, give me an emotional connection, and you can serve me up anything if you got me emotionally hooked into it, and I'll eat it up and enjoy it. And I felt like the emotional connection wasn't there, and that really took the edge off. So obviously, throw in some kind of forced dialogue, and I was really disappointed. Now, of course, Godzilla fans, not going to turn you away. If you're looking for that big blockbuster action movie, and it's going to give you heaps of that. So maybe pay matinee for it. But for other people that are like, I wonder if they've reinvented the film or given us extra elements of the story, you're probably going to be disappointed. You may want to look elsewhere.
No, on that particular question. So that's Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Is it going to make a lot of money this weekend anyway, Chris?
I am really interested. I mean, you know it's going to break the 100 million mark, right? But then the question is it going to go further? Is word of mouth going to kill it? I kind of think like this isn't going to be one of those Avengers. This isn't going to be one of those Aladdins that it's going to branch out so far.
Yeah.
It's going to keep making money. But I don't know. We'll see. You never know. It's summer season, and this is what a summer movie is about.
And we talk about streaming at the end of the movie reviews, Chris, and I finally did see Wine Country last weekend. So, of course, the Amy Poehler movie about Napa County. And I thought it was pretty good. You know, it didn't.
I heard like a little hiccup there. Which
yeah.
Was pretty good. I think
yeah.
you enjoyed it, but it didn't hook you completely. Right?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anybody, that's for sure. Watching that, I thought it was pretty good. I was much more captivated by Dead to Me, which is streaming on Netflix right now, called Dead to Me. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, with Christina Applegate.
Yes. 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 That held my attention.
I'll put that at the top of the list then, because
yes.
I've heard good things about it.
You should. It will make you laugh out loud also.
And that's sort of what you thought Wine Country was going to be, right?
Yeah, and there were some moments, and there were some sweet moments, and of course the scenery was sublime. But yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I know I'll mention too, because you got to like Wine Country just because it's sort of in our backyard.
That's right.
Another movie just came on. It's sort of a romantic comedy. It's called Always Be My Maybe, shot in San Francisco with a native called Ali Wong, and that just hit the streaming service. So that's something to be put on your list, too.
Always Be My Maybe. I like that. I like the title.
And some great cameos, too, that you may surprise you. I'm not going to tell you about them, but
okay.
Put that on your list as well.
Always Be My Maybe. That is now on my list, thanks to you, Chris. And I know you're calling in from Big Sky Country in Montana, where I guess you're spending the weekend, huh?
I am indeed looking at a beautiful backdrop right now as we're talking.
That's gorgeous. Gorgeous out there. Well, thanks for chiming in with us this morning about Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too. Take care.